You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Chosen Generation Ministries. It's a conversational church. We can ask questions, we can talk back to each other. In respect, say in respect. If you're out of respect, we got special people for you. You just don't know where they are. But I know where they are. But we're going to have a good time. You're going to learn. You're going to be edified, enriched, and transformed if you choose to, because it's going to be your choice. Okay? So I shared on Thursday that where I got this title from was this movie called Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro in it, and he was practicing to be able to confront his opponent. And he was practicing in the mirror, and he was just talking to himself. And you know, his conversation was, you talking to me? You talking to me? And it was his way of preparing himself for whatever was going to come with the answer. And so when you talking to me, I need you to understand that's considered self-talk. When you're talking to yourself, it's considered self-talk. And what I want to do is I want to get you to a place where later on in the teaching, not today, where you understand you can grab the thoughts that you are thinking to yourself, the conversation you are having with yourself, and then be able to replace the thought. Because the strength of self-talk is counting on you not knowing what's being said. So can you imagine what we talked about a few weeks ago was you speak 150 to 300 words per minute to yourself. So let's say if you hooking up with the wrong self-talk, can you imagine how much you are saying to yourself that you're not even aware of? And we think between 50,000 thoughts per day. So anybody ever been upset and you stayed upset the whole day? Everybody in here, y'all ain't got to raise your hand. Thank you, Nicole, for raising your hand, though. Because everybody's done it. So can you imagine what type of edge that thought has on you? Because you thought it 50,000 times that day. Then the next day comes, well, second of all, you didn't get much sleep. Now, y'all raise your hand to this one. How many of y'all get upset, mad, disappointed with somebody, and then try to go to sleep? How did that sleep go? Huh? Didn't go? I can't hear y'all. Not good. So why do you think that thought didn't go, that sleep didn't go well? Because the thought is still being downloaded to yourself. So you're still self-talking. That's why you can't go to sleep. And a lot of times, we spend time talking about what we should have said. Anybody do that? See, y'all try to act like y'all don't even get in no argument with nobody. I should have said this. See, the self-talk saying, okay. Self-talk is saying it. So it's loading. And then what happens the next morning is now you got all this stuff that you're hoping you're going to run into the person so you can say it. Now, they was at the airport, so they're going to Jamaica, and you coming back to America. So you was thinking about them, and we'll never see them again. But that thing's still loaded. It's still loaded. So, just a quick review. So, self-talk plus your consciousness. Your consciousness is its awareness. It knows what you're saying. Okay? So, self-talk plus your consciousness equal instructions. So, that instruction that you said when you couldn't sleep that night was, if I ever see them again, this is what I want to do. So, now, that's your consciousness. And then the subconscious said, you just gave an instruction, and now I'm going to work because that's an action that you just gave me to do. So now what you going to do in your flesh, say in your flesh. When your spouse say, honey, where you want to go for anniversary? What's going to happen? Where are you going to go? I got to find this guy. I'm hoping he works at a hotel. So I'm going to book a hotel that I think he's working at. But now your neighbors, your friends, your family just told you they got an all-expensive paid trip on a cruise. But see, the last instruction that you gave was, I want to see this person again so I can tell them. Now you're going to go all the way to Jamaica, miss the free cruise, looking for the person. So are you with your whoever you went with? The subconscious still put the action out there that I got to find this person. So you go to the restaurant. You're not enjoying your food because who you thinking about? I just hope, you know, because he happened to have braids on. So you're looking at everybody got braids. You're not with your spouse. You're looking at everybody that got braids. Guys, this is real stuff. I'm telling you, this is real stuff. But I want you to get an understanding because the person that asked me a question is once the subconscious grabs it and that's all it hears, remember I said before long that self-talk that you keep to yourself is going to be verbalized. And when it's verbalized, that's your faith in action, either for good or for bad. We was at my wife and I was at a pastor's conference. And so, you know, they email you a week ago and they say, you know, what are the foods? You know, they give you a list of the foods that you can eat. And so Curly put hers down. I put mine down. So the first day was on Thursday. And you know, they told you come into a lunchroom and then you grab your lunches and stuff like that. They had the name on it, you know. So this one lady, she knew us from a previous church. So the lady that was helping her said, well, I think their lunch is over here. And she said, I know. I got it. I know them. And so she couldn't find it. No, she couldn't find it. She looked for it. And it was right in front of her. Remember that, honey? It was right in front of her. And she did it so well. She just handed it to the lady that said she knew us. Okay? All right, so now on the Thursday, everything good. Lunch good. So Friday comes, and it's lunchtime again. But because we're running behind in the workshop, what they decide to do is you're going to eat at your table. But I always try to go somewhere when I'm separating myself mentally from something. And so Curl and I were going to go to the car and, you know, just sit down, relax and so forth. And so they brought me mines at the table and they couldn't find Curly's. And so some time goes by because we only got a half an hour. Some time goes by. And so finally I walk over to one of the women and they say, well, we have extras. What did she order? And so, but these had our names on them, okay? And so we walk over and they say, well, what she ordered, this would be okay. Because, you know, it doesn't have a name on it. These are just extras. So we walk out to the car. Now, I want y'all to listen for the self-talk. We're getting in the car, and my wife says, this has never happened to me, okay? Because remember one of the creeds that Curly and I live off of is every time someone encounters us, they do the best to make sure that we have a good time. So Curly getting in the car. Now, she got a lunch, but it's not the one that she ordered. So she says, this has never happened to me. So, you know, we get on in the car, we bless our food, and we eat. Then we leave to go back in. Now, lunch is over at 12. Well, around about 2 o'clock, we get this text. I get this text that says, we found your wife's lunch. Now, why did they find my wife's lunch? Because she said, this has never happened to me. And it never will. This never happened to me, and it never will. So the last thing that the subconscious heard her put into place was instructions. It's never happened to me, and it never will. Subconscious, it sent out a message to the angels and says, because she said it's never happened to me, and it never will, they got to find her lunch. So all these angels running around saying, locate her lunch, because what? It's never happened to me, and it never will. Because the last thing the subconscious heard was, it never will. So this can't be the first time. Now, we in the middle of the workshop, they find a lunch 2 hours later because the last thing that it heard never happened, never will. But see, that's what I want you to get. She didn't just think that anymore. She verbalized it. Your verbalization of it is your faith talking, whether for good or for bad. So when I start to take you to these places where you're going to find out and see what's going to happen is by your fruit, you should know them. So whatever fruit you got, those are the things that you did yourself talk to. The conscious picked it up and it gave it instructions. Then the instruction went to the subconscious and it gave it action. This is what they said. I'll never amount to anything. So you can get a good job, but the last thing that it heard was I'll never amount to anything. So it has to find a way to lose that. Okay? So our thoughts will direct our self-talk. So Curly thought about it for a moment, and then she said, her self-talk lined up with what she was thinking, which is, this has never happened to me before and never will again. So eventually, whatever you're thinking in your mind, you're going to say it. I want to make sure you get an understanding of that. And the enemy is waiting on you to say it. But goodness and mercy, the angels that follow you night and day are waiting on you to say something different. So self-talk. Self-talk influences our self-worth. What's the last thing you thought about yourself? This is an open question. This is a conversational question. I want the good, the bad, and the ugly. I already got somebody back here.
I have somebody online that says, but I thought you should never say never because then you bring it to yourself.
Okay. Never say never. If you are wanting to make sure that something never happens to you, what other word would you use? What other word would you use? I always say, I'm the last one that leaves the job. Other people could get fired, but I'm the last one to leave the job because I've never been fired. What else y'all want me to say? I'll be the first to go? Go ahead. Thanks for your comment, though.
You were talking about self-worth, so I knew I was cute.
Okay.
Like, you know, I feel like my hair is a really good asset, and, you know, I have little Asian eyes, and she'll always told me my whole life that I have natural eyeliner. So I'm like, okay, I'm cute. Then we went on vacation.
Oh, wow.
And I saw a plethora.
Plethora.
Of women,
how many is that, y'all?
a bunch.
Okay.
In shape, tone, bigger butts, but, you know, natural, like, clear skin, and I'm like, okay, well, I thought I was cute. Okay. So it's like I've been trying to recover ever since we okay. went on vacation.
Okay, so you make sure you write that down, because when we get to the healing place, we're going to bring healing to that, okay? So now what happened is what? I'm comparing myself. We do that a lot. Y'all not lying, right? Okay, we do that a lot. Okay, yes, ma'am. Or yes, sir. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
This morning when I was getting dressed, I was like, ew, do I see disgusting back fat?
Okay.
So that was my last thought when I was getting dressed.
Okay. Last thought was, ooh, I see disgusting back fat. Now, what will happen with that? Where do you think the thought will go? Other places. So the thought won't just stay with the back fat. Y'all know that, right? Okay. Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Very similar to what Jasmine said. Yesterday I went to a wonderful outdoor event, and I started looking. I said, Lord Jesus, all these shapes, and everybody was half dressed. And I was like, Lord, how do I compete covered up with people who are letting it all hang out?
Okay.
And
okay.
so it was the very same conversation.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Y'all here? Yes, sir. She got hers in, and everybody else got theirs out. She said, how I compete with that? All right, what else? All right, one coming.
I used to say, I do my best work behind the scenes.
Okay. I do my best working behind the scenes. But what was it that the Holy Spirit gave you? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I do my best work whenever I show up on the scene.
We had a session yesterday. We started working on what have you given your, what is your self-conscious? What did you give? What are you saying? Let's make a slight adjustment. She still used the word best. But now the last thing that the subconscious heard, which is going to her faith, is I do my best when I show up. And what was that? On any scene. You ain't got to see me and I do my best. I'm telling you guys, if you look at the fruit in your life, if it's not good, self-talk was bad. There's another hand.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I caught myself saying last week, if I don't do anything right, it's these children.
Okay.
And then I had to think about it, like, am I limiting myself to only being a good mom?
There it is. See, this is what I love about teaching. Whatever you teach on, the Holy Spirit enlightens. So I don't even have to get to the part where how you get free. You're going to start thinking about it because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. He's the guide. He'll take the things of God and bring it to you. So if you're operating in things that are not of God, he's going to take that and show it to you. But I'm telling you, man, by your fruit. If you never finished anything in your life, you had to say something in order to do that. Your thoughts. If you're never consistent with anything, you can't be inconsistent unless you think inconsistent thoughts. And you're spending your time thinking about it. And the last instruction that the subconscious got was, I got to find a way to make sure you don't finish nothing. I start strong. But then what happens? Outlook. Self-talk influences our outlook. What is our outlook?
how we look at things, how we see things, how we perceive things. What was your outlook? Nicole and Jazz gave an outlook. Roslyn gave an outlook. Ashley gave an outlook. Tamika gave an outlook. What did they see? What did they see? They said what they saw. What is your outlook about church? Don't need it? Why come? It's the best thing that ever happened to me? What is your outlook about church? I don't need it. I can watch it on TV. There's nothing wrong with watching it on TV, watching it on social media. Nothing wrong with that. But if you can come, come. Get in person. Get personal. What I'm excited about, I was telling my wife on the way to work, just my outlook. It's like when the coronavirus was kind of strong and, you know, it's like people would leave church, you know, after, you know, you speak to people and leave. But now they're kind of hanging around talking to each other. God created us for the relationships. Because what you don't know, someone else does. Uh-oh. If you allow them to tell you. Or do you do all the talking? Uh-oh. I better make the adjustment. So let's look at David's outlook. Because David had some issues. David had some challenges. I mean, you're the king. You got everything going for you. But then, what do you think David's self-work was to look at another woman naked up on the, you know, and I see I got children. They know what naked is. You see another man's wife up on top of a sunbathing and taking a bath, and you decide, yeah, I'm king. She look good. Now, you already got your spouse. You can have anybody you want, but why you want to marry somebody? Why do you want to mess with somebody that's married? That's a real question, guy. Why you want to? Because what am I thinking? I have all the power. So you know, he get in there. Y'all notice what I'm using, okay? and so, you know, the woman gets pregnant. So he decides, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send the wife back. I'm going to let her husband get out of the army for a weekend. So maybe he's the one. But God got another plan because he didn't choose somebody that's inconsistent to mess with their wife. He chose somebody that was consistent, meaning that this man is not going to go in there and sleep with his wife. Because he said, my men are out there at battle. Why should I go in and have fun? The same way at this conference, there was a pastor that was there had shared about how they have funded some families, some pastors over in Afghanistan. And they said, we can get you out, pastor. And he said, why should I leave when they're going to die? I will stay here and die with them. Because I am an example of Jesus Christ to them. Now, a real question there. Oh, no. So back to David. So my man said he slept outside on the front porch and didn't even go in. I don't even know whether he got any food from them or whether he carried some army food home with him. But all I know is that didn't work. So now David... Because write this down, mentally, physically, I don't care how you do it. Whatsoever a man sows, this and only this will he reap. Now, he sowed chaos to this man's family. He sowed cheating to this man's family. He sowed deception to this man's family. But the scripture said this and only this. So what he supposed to reap? Oh, everything supposed to be good. So let's see what happened. So David's son turned on him. Inside family. Y'all know scripture said that sometimes your enemies are in your family. Y'all heard about that, didn't you? Okay. Any of y'all experience it? Don't raise your hand because your family might be sitting beside you. All right, but check out what David's outlook was. Now David is going through it. He got kicked out of his kingdom. Now he the king, but he got kicked out of the kingdom by his son. It goes on to say, this is David's self-talk. Why are you in despair, oh my soul? Who are we talking to? His soul. Why are you in distress, despair, oh my soul? What have you asked your spirit about? What have you asked your spirit about? Is something going on and all you got to do is ask them? So he's asking. He said, I tell you what. And why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Where is it? It's in him. But let me tell y'all a secret about restless and disturbed. We get restless and disturbed whenever we want God to move faster than we think he should. So we get restless and disturbed because we're believing God to do a miracle today, and he got the miracle plan for tomorrow. Okay, Jazz, I got somebody in agreement over there. Have we ever got restless and disturbed? Because see, if God is a God of peace, if we're not in peace, that's because we're somewhere else. Yeah, I serve God. I tithe, I give offerings, I'm faithful in church. But what's yourself talk about the situation you in? It never go well for me. It was going well just a moment ago. See, y'all do realize when we step into something that God has already sent angels to us to bring it to pass. He getting ready to whisper in that that employment person's ear. When you pull up that resume, I want you to call them. But we decide God is taking too long. So what we do is we interrupt it. Well, maybe if I call them. Well, now you just put the angel to stop. The angel just stopped. Angel turned around and looked back like, what I do now? Because you sent me to this location, but they changed the plan. I heard that breath. I heard that breath. That breath meant something. So we get restless and disturbed when we step out of the will of God. This is what he said now. He's talking to his conscience, right? He's talking to his conscience. It's going to take it to the subconscious. He said, hope in God. I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm going back. I'm tired of feeling in despair. I'm tired of being restless. I'm tired of being disturbed on the inside. Because, see, they didn't have Tylenol back then. You know, you couldn't take that Tylenol pill. What's that pill you're supposed to take and help you go to sleep? PM. They didn't have that. So he said, I got to talk this thing through to God because I'm tired of feeling this way. Are you tired of feeling this way? He said, hope in God. This is what I'm going to go back to. This is David saying, I'm a hope in God. And I'm going to wait expectantly for him. But check this out. For I shall again praise him. So what is that telling us? He stopped praising him. How many times have we stopped praising God because we didn't see it when we thought we should see it? We mad at God. Anybody ever been mad at God? Y'all be honest. Okay, all right. I got one person on this side, two people on this side say they're mad at God. So y'all can repent at any time. The rest of y'all. Yes, sir. They still mad. But he said, so again, I will praise him. Again means I had stopped doing it. So we need to praise God about what we're believing for. You follow me? Say something. Check this out, though. All he knew was for the help of his presence. So he knew that if God shows up, I'm going to have peace. But in order for God to show up, you got to praise him for what you're believing that he's going to do. If you believe in that there's no hope, it's over. Lord back there got one more semester left. This December, right? Yes, sir. Yeah. Studying in the nursing field. So, you know, a lot of times he got to praise God. He hired somebody one time because he didn't know how to type. So what do you think self-talk was? I'm going to get this done if I got to pay somebody. But the person fell asleep. The person he hired. Okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about. So what do you think his self-talk was? They fired? But you think he thought fired first, though, Nicole? Because he still got to get the paper done, though. I got to do it myself. It's going to take me all night. That was a waste of money. She can't wake up? What y'all thinking? I'm going to find somebody else, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning, Madeline. Lord slid her to the side and started typing himself. Lord, am I lying on you? No, sir. Because it's 4 o'clock, Madeline. I can't get nobody else. His self-talk was, I mean, if you're being real. Hey, Lord, how long did it take before you slid her to the side?
Hey, Pastor, I looked over and she was sleeping. I was like, oh, my God, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't get nobody to do this. So okay. I just started typing.
Just started typing. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? So your choices have to be sometimes to the point where I can count on me, I'm going to get her done. He never told me whether that person came back or not. Because by then, he started to type himself. So what is your self-talk saying about your situation? As long as I got God's presence, it's going to work. It's going to be done. It might even be a miracle. Y'all know what a miracle is, right? When the impossible is possible and when the impossible is done. And you can look back and you can say there's no other way that this could have happened other than God's presence. What y'all laughing about back there? All right, self-talk influences our success. Y'all understand that, right? If I'm successful, I'm thinking successful thoughts. I'm talking successful language. That's me who's doing that. I'm giving the angels goodness and mercy, follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy. To see to it that what I say come to pass. So if you're not saying anything that goodness and mercy can work with, who's working on your behalf? Turn to your neighbor. And y'all don't turn to yourself. Go to the mirror. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what are you saying about success? Are you saying it doesn't run in my family? How come you won't be the first? It's real stuff, guy. What are you saying? Anybody want to be honest? All right, I'm move on to failures then. All right, y'all won't want to talk about success? What will you tell yourself about success? Just now, seriously. Been waiting a long time. But let me go on to failure. Y'all didn't want to talk. Yes, ma'am. I got one. What we got?
So I didn't know that I was scared. I thought I was scared of failure, but I was actually scared to be successful.
Okay.
So you walked me out of you and the Holy Spirit walked me out of that as far as the freedom wise of being able to be successful and also being successful within the immediate family. I was just thinking that there was a comfort level and I was good with that.
Okay.
But you're like, no, God has you to do more things. And so I had to believe that myself. So I never knew that I was scared. I thought I was scared to fail, but I was actually scared to be successful.
Amen. So fear of success means I can't keep it going. Fear of failure means that I can't get it at all. If I get it, I'm going to lose it. So let's talk about failures then. How many of y'all got failures in your life? Okay. All right. Appreciate your honesty. Now, repeat after me. Holy Spirit, in that area I just saw in my mind, when he asked a question, would you mind revealing to me what my self-talk has been? Uh-oh. Okay. Just close your eyes and receive. Find out what it says. Then raise your hand once he told you. He showed you. Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you can open your eyes. I need 3 people on this side and 3 people on that side. So the mic guy will run over towards you. What was the word or the sentence that you heard in your subconscious? Because now then dropped to the subconscious that you have been saying that creates failure.
The decisions I made long time ago.
The decisions I made a long time ago.
Have created chaos.
Has created chaos. Appreciate your honesty. You're going to be free of that. Who else on this side?
Mine was, I want it now, so I'm going to do it myself.
I want it now. I'm going to do it myself. Okay. Appreciate your honesty. Who else? Dale on this side. Anybody on this side? I got one in the back. Okay.
What I see is going to happen.
What I see is going to happen. Okay. Okay. Who else? Is somebody right behind you, Dale? What I see is going to happen.
Relationships aren't worth it.
Relationships aren't worth it. And y'all think about it. Now, does she just mean she has certain relationships in her mind, right, Shell? But relationships, so what does that mean? Everything that you have with a person is a relationship. You have different levels, though, right? Yeah, ain't anybody on the 5. That's total nakedness. That means you share a lot of stuff. But all I heard was relationships. I think you had one, Lord. Did you have your hand up? A mic coming your way.
Mine was failure.
Failure, okay. Yes, is that broad? Can that go a lot of places? Okay. Well, let's see what the words say about failure. See, I love this thing. So when I'm thinking failing thoughts, I got to get a different perspective. But all I got to do is ask the Holy Spirit, who's the teacher, who's the guide, who will take the things of God and bring it to me? So I'll say out of my mouth, not in my head, say out of my mouth, Jesus, what's your perspective of this? And this is what 2 Timothy says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 in the New King James. For God has not, I'm going to read it out loud. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Check this out. Okay, so God is telling us what he's given us. He said, I didn't give you that spirit of fear. Fear is where failure is. Fear is where failure is. So we don't have to even wonder why we're failing. All we do is ask, what fear is operation? What fear is in operation? What fear? What am I afraid will happen if I succeed? But power. I got a question, a statement?
Yes. Someone online says what they say to themselves is, it will happen for others, but not for me.
Appreciate your honesty. Okay. Just make sure you continue to watch on tonight, today, and Thursday, because I'm going to bring healing to those areas in Jesus Christ. So, but he said, I give you power. His power is unlimited. His power can reach and do what no one else can do. His power can give somebody who don't like you the ability to bless you. And I've told Sherry that before. People gave me money that was crumbled up and they shoved it in my hand. But once I unraveled it, will it still spin? Yeah. That's their issue. It ain't mine. I got blessed. But he gave us power. That's the anointing. That's God upon our flesh, in our flesh, doing only that which God can do. He gave us discernment. We'll see things that other people don't see. He gave us wisdom, the ability to comprehend everything that is necessary. He gave us his presence. That's where the peace is. I got another person writing in.
So someone online says, what happens when you don't know the word of God fast enough to change the negative thoughts into positive or even know where to find it?
Okay, so that's why you need to continue to watch. Because I'm going to take you over there to my favorite scripture in Philippians. Think on those things that are true. Yeah, y'all ought to be able to quote it by now. Think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and life-giving. So you just choose one of them. I'm going to focus on virtue. That's life-giving. So when you'll know if you just use that one scripture. Because, see, sometimes people think you got to know 1,200 scriptures in order to get free. You just got to know the one you believe. I believe that one in Philippians. But this is the catch right here, brother or sister, whoever wrote. This is right here. He said, those things that you have both learned and received and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you. So in the only way that I can, when I read the Bible, don't just read the Bible, but he said you got to do it. When you do it, the peace of God will be with you. When you do it, the victory of God will be with you. When you do it, the anointing of God will be with you. So you just can't hear a word, read a word. You got to do what it says. You follow me? How many of y'all want to forgive people? It's not our first. Is that I see two people on this side. This side is radical over here. Thank you, Dale. This side radical over here. Man, the best thing I could do was when the floor guy kept messing up the floor. Wouldn't show up. Wouldn't do what he said we're going to do. But when you have someone who's operating in love and loves the sound mind part. See, let me tell you about this. But the power and the love, that's what God has given us. Love. Love does what's best for the other person. I know people don't like to hear that. But love does what's best for the other person. So when you got to speak truth to a person, that's what's best for them. Because how do you know that everybody else is not speaking truth to them? If they're still doing what they're doing, someone hadn't told them something. Now, they have the ability to change when they want to. But wrong is wrong. And we should. I would want somebody to tell me, and I have somebody who tells me. It's called my wife. But she do it so gracefully. Don't she, Jay? She smile at you. And look, Corey said, yeah. And then, you know, when it's deep, she'll touch my hand. You know, because she know when she touched me, I'm just loving it. And then she uses a sound mind to approach the situation. She asks a question. She already know the answer. I'm just telling y'all, y'all want to learn. Listen. She said, honey, have you ever thought? Said, so who's she putting it on? You. Anyway, what was I talking about? What was I talking about? Huh? Oh, the floor. So, you know, my loving wife approaches me. And she said, honey, have you ever thought about releasing that man? I don't want to hear it. I mean, what's y'all self-talk? If you know you gave somebody some money.
Heck no.
Okay, heck no. She probably would say something else if kids wouldn't know. So she said it so smooth. She tapped it twice. She said, just listen. First tap was honey. Second tap was just listen. See, I'm telling y'all about body language, y'all. Yeah. So then she went on and did the plan. She said it. Let's just release him from it. She said, I tell you what, this is what I know, Paul, about human behavior. See, she used my own words over there. That's it. She used my own word. She said, what did I know about human behavior? If you blame yourself, people will listen. I said, what? Y'all don't think I'm peaceful all the time, do you? I got to work at that thing. That's what I'm telling you guys. I got to work at that thing sometime. So she said, so let's just go ahead and do it that way. Let's just go ahead and allow him to, you take the blame. You know, the reason he couldn't get in, reason he couldn't finish, reason that such, 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 such. You take it. And I said, okay. I said, let me think about it. She tapped me again and said, okay. That's her laying hands on me. Y'all know that, right? Y'all know that. Because, see, that one stayed a little longer. That one stayed a little longer. It stayed like this. Okay? But, see, she prayed quick. So about an hour later, I come back. I say, honey, you're right. But you know what was the best thing I did was releasing them, because then I didn't have to deal with that. I didn't have to deal with the emotions of it. Didn't have to deal with seeing it. See, sometimes, I mean, I'm telling y'all, y'all might think that, is it okay to say, I mean, y'all might think that's special or a weakness. But if I'm sleeping better, I'm resting better, and I got something else done better, why am I looking at what was worse? Because my Bible says, see, I just talk about my Bible because I don't know what Bible y'all read. But my Bible says, or whether you're reading the Bible. Okay, I'm just telling you. But my Bible says, when the thief is found, he has to pay back 7 times what was stolen. And the secret with that is, I don't care who it come from. Y'all follow me? I don't need to see his demise. But anyway, I'm just telling you about love. So she loved me enough to tell me. Okay? Go ahead, Nicole.
The enemy was trying to get, every time you came into this room and saw the floor, for that to be a point of frustration
yes.
for you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had talked to myself. I had to forgive me every time I saw it. I had to forgive me every time I saw it. And I did it until I could walk in here and not think about the floor. Guys, I'm telling you, we have the ability, but we got to use it. But check this out. Can y'all find, now I'm just telling you what the scripture says. I'm not talking against nobody or talking down to nobody. But if you got a sound mind, what's supposed to be in it? Peace? Love? Wisdom? Joy? The fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, temperance, meekness. Against such there is no law. Is abundance in a sound mind? Is your house in a sound mind? Is your car in the sound mind? See, now I'm getting with material things. See, y'all bagging back. How you supposed to get to work? You supposed to have choices. Whether I want to catch the bus or I want to drive. What's in the sound mind? Is health in the sound mind? So you ask the Holy Spirit, when you're dealing with failure, what's his perspective? So I like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Because a sound mind is going to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. A sound mind recognizes that it is not doing well without him. And that we need him. Areas of your life. See, you will always need the presence of a God who created you. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. So I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. And I'm going to offer the God who created us to be able to come and live in your life. Because things will change. You'll be different if you listen and obey what he's sharing with you to do. And this is one of the things he's asking you to do. So the congregation will repeat with me as an agreement of what you are saying. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind fear, pride, arrogance that says I'm in charge of my life. But according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, you said that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you now. I now make you the Lord of my life. Therefore, according to your word, I'm born again. I'm saved, and I have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for giving me the Son, the S-O-N. In Jesus' name, amen. And what you just did was you accepted Jesus to come into your heart. Your life is new. So go to chosenrva.com and go to the new members page, and you'll see where my wife and I have given you information so you'll understand what it is you just did. Because, guys, it's extremely important to know what you just did, because if you don't, it says the thief will come and steal from you. Oh, you can't get saved by repeating the word. Yes, you can. But you won't know that unless you continue to read and study.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.